Our scripture reading continues in 1 Peter. We come now to 1 Peter 3, verse 1. We'll continue to verse number 12. Now, one of the things we see here is the radical power of simple godly living in accordance with the scriptures. Now, in chapter 2, Peter had been talking that Christians are to be godly, and that partly involves a submissive attitude towards authority instituted by God. He told them to honor and obey the emperor. Now we turn to the home life, and he addresses women first, and he says, wives, be subject to your own husbands. And he notes that many of these Christian women would have had unbelieving husbands, and that willing submission for God's sake, really, but it would be used powerfully in the hearts of their husbands. Now, the Bible does not teach the submission of wives to husbands because their men are better or smarter or all those things. We probably really aren't. But it is God who, just like he's established rulers over the country, God has ordained the male headship of the home, and it's an active submission. This is, I think, one of the most beautiful passages for biblical womanhood in all the Bible. If you want to be a radically countercultural Christian whose simple life bears testimony before the world, you'll embrace this as a Christian woman. It talks a lot about beauty. I don't have to tell you the way that beauty is used as a weapon against women in our society. The whole quest for beauty can be an affliction. Now, God made women beautiful. All women are beautiful in their own way. But you see, ladies, God says to you the beauty you should be pursuing is inward beauty. Nothing wrong with your outward beauty. Be a steward of your outward beauty, but it's your heart. The inward beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit that is pleasing to God. That's not a personality profile. You get to be you, but it's an aspiration. It's a desire. It's women's liberation is what it is. That in Christ, you are able to pursue the inward beauty that is the real you. And it's followed up with, I think, the single most potent verse in the entire Bible for husbands. It really has it all in here for husbands. Husbands, live with your wives. That word live with is the verb form of koinonia. Have fellowship, have community. Actually have a relationship, not just a cohabitation with your wives. In an understanding way, the Greek of that is katagnosis, according to knowledge. And know what's going on in her heart. Know what's going on in your wife's life. Pay attention to her. Cherish her. And then don't forget that she is, after all, daddy's little girl. I refer to her father in heaven. And God will hold you account for that. Well, Peter goes on with general comments. We're to have love towards other people. We're to pursue simple biblical godliness. How radical it is. And you may say, but won't I lose out? If I don't walk in the way the world has taught, but if I humble myself, if I live, look, I submit to God and I submit in my relationships, I seek to do good. Well, the last verse I'm reading says something that makes all the difference, that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of 1 Peter 3. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some of them do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you are her children if you do good, and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. Show honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.